Let's pray for Jane as she comes to speak to us. Father, we pray for Jane and ask that you pour out your spirit upon her, that you take her words and use them to speak to us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Today we're going to be looking, am I on? Yeah. Today we're going to be looking at what it means to be a growing disciple. Now, our life is about growing in one way or another. As some of you may have spotted, I will occasionally aim for the little child. My neighbour, Mornie, has a little grandson by the name of Archie. Now, Ione, his mother, invited me over to see Archie last Sunday. 2 months ago, every 2 minutes it was, choo-choo train, choo-choo train. And then it was, Jane, can you read him a book? I wonder which book he wanted. And John, yes, exactly. I was told this time he'd gained 2 new words. Go away, go away. He's nearly 3, so I wasn't quite sure what to expect, particularly when I went into the lounge and he immediately went and rang to his dad, apart from the fact he giggled. So I worked out that go away wasn't going to actually happen. It was Jane, come and catch me. And then it was, Jane, could you read him a book? Pile of books? No, Thomas the Tank Engine. You know, they grow, don't they? And so do we need to grow. Life is about growing. Think of your life in your house, at work, your friends, new technology. Now, that could be a debate as to what you mean by new technology. I'm sure Nick's parents will probably have reminded him as well what I shared in the earlier service, which is, if you've got parents of the 90 plus generation, they didn't even have fridges and freezers. It was the cold block, apparently. I can't quite remember it, but I can remember the churning of the washing machine and having to hang and ring it. You probably remember a mobile phone that size, don't you, Andrew? Yep. I remember the first mobile phone. As they came into the buying department where we were buying them, and I was going, is that mobile? Some of us will adapt technology quicker than others. But there's one constant that should be in our life, and that is growing in Jesus. One of the verses that spoke clearly to me was the first verse from Peter's letter. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. This speaks of Jesus' divine power. And whose glory and goodness are we talking about? God's. It isn't through anything that we have done that enables us to live a godly life, but all that Jesus has already done for us. Yet, like my friend Archie, we need to step out and learn. For us today, we need to be willing to know what it means to grow as disciples. In our gospel reading, we find that the best way to grow is to grow together, to encourage one another. Jesus is speaking of the vineyard. Right. Thank you, Margaret. Margaret thankfully interpreted her flowers to me today. That is the vineyard and the flowers growing through the vineyard. If you've got a plant and you cut it and you put it in your compost bin, unless your name is Irene, it's unlikely to grow. She seems to manage to get plants to grow in all sorts of weird places. That was dead, as we know from some of Nick's examples. But they don't tend to grow, do they? But if we grow together, we can encourage one another. And that's what they're talking about in the vine. For Jesus, speaking of the vineyard, you can think of your favourite bushes, where you've cut off this branch and thrown it into the compost heap. So what do we need to do to grow as disciples? We need to be rooted in God. Like a plant gets its nourishment from the soil and it added fertilizer and water, we might add, we grow by being rooted in God and trusting him. We need to be rooted in God's word and all the promises Jesus came and taught his disciples. We also need to be prepared for God as the loving gardener to come along and give us a prune at times. God is the gardener who knows exactly what to do and what pruning we can cope with. Like me, you may be aware that roses need a spring prune. Perhaps some of you don't even know that. However, I don't think I'd know quite where to prune it down to. And actually, the more severely you prune it, the more it flowers. So yeah, we need to let God prune us. One encouragement, though, is that we aren't alone. God gives us his Holy Spirit to help us. But he also gives us Christian brothers and sisters. This might become like the ever-ending theme, but why not? Nick has encouraged more people to be involved in house groups over Lent. You might want to ask, is this something I should continue in if you haven't been in a group before? Or if you haven't stepped into one of those groups, you might want to actually join one. There's different ways of meeting, I appreciate, but I would encourage you to be linking in with your brothers and sisters, even if maybe you're in prayer triplets or whatever. But do link in. I know the music group supports one another. Linda pointed out to me because of a problem that I get supported by going to a Wednesday morning prayer meeting that Nick and Pam go to. We all have different ways of support. Peter speaks of signs of growth, but they aren't something you can go and pick off a shelf. You need to be dwelling in God and in his word. Make every effort to add to your faith goodness and to goodness knowledge and to knowledge self-control and to self-control perseverance and to perseverance godliness and to godliness mutual affection and to mutual affection love. However, I liked your translation, Nicola. Let's go back to when we all accept that brothers means everybody. Mutual affection, brotherly love. I just thought that was a much better translation of it. Sounds like quite a challenging list, doesn't it? But if you realise that these signs are growing in faith, then perhaps they should sound less daunting. For how do we grow? We grow by trusting God and by stepping out. We also need to remember that it is through Jesus that we can develop these attributes. God isn't expecting us to do it in our own strength. Yet, we will make mistakes. When Jesus speaks of God cutting off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch in me that does bear fruit he prunes so that it be even more fruitful, he isn't inferring if we make a mistake that God loses patience with us and cuts us off. No, it's at times like this that God will come in and give us a prune. Think of a child if they fall over. The loving parent will pick them up, encourage them on their way. God is the best loving parent we can have. Now, you may be able to pick out of the list that Peter presents in his letter something in particular that you find more difficult than one of the others. Is it goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, mutual affection, love? Perhaps you're puzzling as to what some of these words mean. Godliness might raise some questions, but God is calling us as his children to become like him, not because of what we can do, but what Jesus has done for us by dying on the cross and rising again. By growing in perseverance, self-control, mutual affection, love. By growing on those, we are growing in godliness. By growing in our knowledge of all God has done for us through Jesus and entrusting him to be the faithful gardener, we can grow in perseverance, etc. For as Peter says, Jesus' divine power has given us all that we need. I wonder whether you have picked up on one of the attributes and said, but I really struggle with that one. Maybe it's perseverance. For as soon as something difficult comes along, you find the easy way out. Or is it goodness? Now, what does that mean? One way to explain this would be to put your back on things that you know don't reflect what it means to be a Christian and focus on what God would have you do. So, how can we grow? By putting our trust in Jesus and believing his promise that he gave to his disciples the Holy Spirit to help in their everyday living. A promise that is as true for us as it was for the first disciples. Having looked at the signs of growth, what can we do? A challenge for us all. I would guess that there is one of those areas that you have found, picked up and said, actually, that's the one I find harder than another. Commit that to God. Ask for help this week. Maybe you want to share with a friend, that's what you're going to work on. You could always ask for prayer during communion or after the service. You don't have to tell the people praying for you what it is you need help with. Just ask them to pray for God's strength. If you want to tell them, then maybe that might help you affirm it. Now, the catch. The first time you think, but I haven't succeeded, give the situation to God and ask him to pick you up and help you move on. At the end of the week, look back over your week and find the times you've handled things differently. Temptation will have that you'll immediately go to the times you did it worse. I'll encourage you not to start there, but to look at the times when things have gone better. So, for instance, if you find as soon as you think something is going to be difficult, you give up, even when you think you should persevere, because you believe that's what God's telling you to do, there are some times when you do need to walk away, ask God to help you to persevere. When you're looking back over the week, find the times that you have persevered, when in the past you might have given up. Then give God the praise for the way he has helped you and ask for his help for the next week. And only after that, you may want to bring to God the times you felt you haven't succeeded and ask for his help the next time. It is focusing on the positive and not the negative that will help you to keep going and keep growing. Focusing on the positive, not the negative, will help you to keep going and keep growing. Let us pray. Father God, that list of Peter's seems quite tough. We thank you, Lord, that in your strength we can work on different areas and help us to remember, Lord, to look at the ways you've helped us and then to seek forgiveness for when we've failed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.